Buddy Show. Come out, fight back, feed Corbin and Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
At a baby town.
A man up there. That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder. Wide.
What?
Today, Tony.
Day to you, sire.
Da 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 da.
Brucey is hot.
What's going on, dude?
Guy got his fucking NFL parlay. He got his New York parlay. He had his same game parlay in the NBA last night.
Yep.
Guy's hot.
Stan Homer.
Forgot. Guy's hot.
Lost some bets, too. Let's not get crazy. But,
well, no. Yeah. Of course, there's some losers in there, but.
I was old enough to remember when the Yankees used to not celebrate getting to the ALCS.
No, here we go.
I will say, I actually texted Ty last night, like, I'm a little bit too juiced about winning the ALDS, but that was a struggle.
It's been 84 years.
Hat tip to the Guardians. That was a tough series.
Speaking of losers, the Lakers. What's up, Mitt?
Good season, boys. It's good season.
What's up, Mitt?
Hey, I was 1-1 on my NBA bets last night. Boston -3, fucking cashed, and then the Lakers. They showed me nothing that really made me happy. It was awesome.
Is there a microphone back there or not?
Yeah, there is.
I don't know if I am plugged in, honestly.
I just turned it up. I mean, it's where Foxy has it.
Okay. Maybe max that thing for mid.
Let's not touch anything from that to this. Lakers. Well, I mean, Warriors are good, but, you know.
I mean, if you're having problems with Kevin fucking Looney, then, like, you probably should get a fucking center that can play defense.
The boost for that game came home, so that was good news. Yep. The 3x2 boost did not come home.
Because of that fucking game, too. And the Lakers can't shoot fucking threes.
No, I don't think it hit the other game either.
I respect them running it back with the fucking same roster with Beverly after last year.
LeBron afterwards acting surprised that people were sinking off daring him to shoot threes.
I mean, it's the same fucking problems as last year. No one fucking fixed it. Same fucking problems all fucking offseason. Everyone said need fucking defense and need 3-point shooting. Didn't get fucking either of those.
What are you talking about? They got Pat Bev. They got defense.
You know what, though? Everybody needs 3-point shooters and defense. They are not easy things to find in the NBA, my friend.
True.
I mean, it's just same fucking song and
just
dance.
Just like NFL, every year we say teams need O-linemen.
Yep.
There ain't that many good ones.
1,000%. More NBA tonight. How was NHL last night?
Preds did us in late.
Yeah, what the hell? Lost in a shootout.
I'm 3-1 with 6 minutes left.
Yeah, Predators.
I can't wait to ask fucking, what's his name on Hockey Talk tonight, why they sold.
Who's on? Melrose?
No, he's on too, but a guy from the Predators is on tonight, so I'm going to ask him why they sold last night.
So, guest tonight on Hockey, I'll ask Nick when he comes on.
Yeah.
All
you need to know is Texas Hockey, top of the league.
Okay. Baseball yesterday, Phils get a win off of a Harper and a Schwarbo home run, pretty much. Both pitchers pitched very well. And the other Yankees was the other game. That was the earlier. Oh, shocker. Savali getting bombed in the first inning was shocker of the century.
Guess what? Like, it literally exactly what we said. Like, why even test fate?
Good question.
You're going to dig yourself a 3-run hole in the first and come back?
Good
question. That's not how it works.
Maybe Beeps didn't
want the challenge
ball.
That one. That's at not first. True. The guy, Francona, had a mare yesterday.
He did have a mare. So we got
one mare.
Let's do baseball today, or right now, since we have a first pitch coming up. 4:35, first pitch on Fox. Aaron Nola versus Blake Snell. Both pitchers have been good. One, in my opinion, has been better than the other. Nola, 6 innings, no run against Atlanta. 6 innings, none against St. Louis. Back to the regular season, he went 6, gave up none against Houston. I think Nola, like I was on Snell last time he pitched. But Nola and the Phillies, guess what? Getting a half again. And the Phillies are getting a half today, and I'm going to take them again because it hasn't let me down yet.
I'll run it back with the dads.
You're getting a half with the Fighting Phils?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. I mean, you got to lay, it's 150, whatever.
You can't go down, 2-0, go back to Philly.
Yeah, it's just Nola's just been such nails. I know Snow.
How? I don't understand. This guy was a fucking circus forever.
Yeah, wow. The Phillies, it almost feels like they're getting to, like, Yankee on a roll territory where, like, the usual, like, kind of rules and stuff don't apply. Like, it's just kind of get on or get out of the way.
Harper's swinging, Bryce is swinging a fucking hot stick.
Schwarber's the fucking man. I'm glad the Sox didn't pay him. We didn't need a first base.
But. He fucking mashed that ball. What are you talking about? You got what's his name? You got Hosmer.
Yeah, he played like 5 games and hurt his back.
So that's what we're doing in that one. I'm gonna go Phillies first 5+0.5.
Yeah, I'll join you there. It's -162 there. So small play for me, but give it to me.
A little bit of juice on that one.
Come on, dads.
Gumby's on the dads.
I love the dads.
The late game, we're getting Taillon and we're getting, what's his name? Verlander. Yeah. Now, Verlander had a very, very bad first start this postseason. Taillon, he's up, he's down, he's whatever. The Yankees are hitting better than the Stros. You did it already. You put your hands up. I am doing the same thing. I don't want any part of this game tonight.
I'm not laying a half with the Astros. There's no way.
No.
Yeah, I mean, everything's kind of stacked up against the Yanks here. Taillon on the road, on the bump, obviously. The travel night late last night down to Minute Maid where there's a bunch of fucking cheaters hanging out, you know.
All right,
here and we bragging
go.
About it.
There we
you
go.
You guys haven't been able to beat Astros in 10 years.
And if the Yanks win tonight, they win this series.
Yeah, that is true.
Maybe.
Yeah, Alex Bregman confirmed bragging about cheating in private,
who
too,
cares?
Before he got caught.
You act like the Yankees were doing the same
fucking
exact
thing. 5 years ago, dude, half the team's gone.
Fuck the Astros. But yeah, no, I'm worried about tonight. But Gump, you said it. If the Yanks win, they win the series. I'm playing them on the run line just to play them +1.5. I think I got it like -145 or something. That seems like a good price to me. You know, hopefully they can get it done. But it's tough to be blindly confident.
Astros won every game by one. The Mariners could have swept that series. Like,
could have.
You know what I mean? Like, all those games were close. So I don't know. I of course I'd like to see the Yanks out, but I got a feeling the Yanks might pull this off.
Okay. Tonight we also have a college football Wednesday night game.
Fun must belt. Bet.
Huh?
Must bet.
Fun belt.
Must bet.
Those are the rules.
Must bet. Those are the rules. Georgia State, App State, 9.5 is the number. App State's the favorite.
Where do they rank, Tony?
Where do they rank, Brucey? All right, let's look at Georgia State. Where do we care about Georgia State? Rushing, because they rush 7th most in the country. 65% of the time. They are 26th in yards per rush. They are 7th in rushes per game, 13th in rushing yards per game. How's the App State rushing defense? Not bad. Not bad. 43rd yards per rush, 26 in opponent rushing yards per game. So is it a slight advantage of Georgia State there? Yeah, a little bit, but not too bad. App State, what do they do? I don't know. They're pretty balanced. They run the ball 49% of the time. They throw the ball 51% of the time. Pretty balanced. They do have the advantage offensively in both of those areas. Georgia State has the advantage throwing the ball too, but they don't throw the ball that much. When the offenses have an advantage in each area and I have to pick the game, I will normally lean dog here.
Yeah, have to take the 9.5 with Georgia State.
I don't love, what's the total on the 60? I'm not taking that. I can tell you I'm not taking it over.
That's what is it?
It was 60 to earlier in the week.
I would like the under there, I think. I don't bet totals.
Oh,
you get
Brucey,
it.
You've never taken a total?
And a half?
No, I have taken a total in my life. I've you know done everything in my once, but
I'll do everything twice. Can I buy a point?
I bought it up to 10.5 -132 and let it fly on the pup.
Yep, I'll do that. Georgia State, 10.5.
Team
Gump. Yeah.
Mitt. Team
Ryan. App State's a little bit better.
17% of the money's on App State.
17?
Yeah.
Love where we're at there.
Sharps and 17% on App State.
Love where. Oh, really?
App State might lose out. The Sun Belt is a nightmare.
Yeah, Georgia State is actually not that fucking bad.
Their offense has been improving too. And then isn't
that's how I like to talk about the team I bet on. They ain't that fucking bad.
You didn't hear the words. You didn't hear the words 4 or 5 star out of any of us today, did you?
No, two star, two star,
one star, baby, one star, one star,
one star,
half a star, half a star, half a star play on Georgia State tonight.
And I might cash out and maybe lower my unit a little bit.
yeah, something to think about.
Two star.
Looks like App State. Has won the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in this matchup.
That's good.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. All right, Georgia State tonight.
There we go.
Not one we're super confident about. Let's talk about some other games as this week goes on. Virginia Georgia Tech is a Thursday game tomorrow. Do I have anything for that one? I don't think maybe an under in that one. Pal, are you going to be on Virginia Tech again?
Virginia?
No. Oh, sorry, my bad. Virginia. It is Virginia.
Confusing game.
Oh, I have the under in that one. 45.5 tomorrow. I was looking at the under in that one.
47.5.
Is it 47.5 now?
Yeah.
I'll take the better number.
I'll probably take the points with Virginia.
I'll join you.
Let's go to Saturday.
Yeah. Also tomorrow probably be on Troy in the points.
Why not? Let's go
Can't
to Saturday.
Go home too.
Not a huge, not the best college football slate of the year as far as like ranked versus ranked. Like last week was the creme de la creme. Let's start in Ohio State in Columbus.
Oh please!
I believe the number is close to 30. You have the 120th scoring offense versus the number one scoring offense. That would be Ohio State versus Iowa. So say like Ohio State
What's
scores
the total.
Say Ohio State scores 45. Okay. Iowa's not getting to 14, right?
No.
What's the total?
You want me to do the math?
The total is 49.5.
Over. 49. That's screaming over.
49.5?
Yeah.
So they 42-3 They think this is going to be a...
Hold on, I gotcha.
They think this is going to
be 42, like a 42-10? Or no? What'd you say the total was?
49.5. The projected...
A 40-10 game?
The projected is like a 35-14.
Yeah, 40-10. Yeah, somewhere around. I don't know.
Ooh, see, Tony, this is where I love taking the over. Huge college football spread. I'm not going to bet Ohio State minus the 30. I want to root for points. I want to bet the game. I'm going to bet the over 49.5. Here we go. Hopefully
That's
Ohio
fine.
State
I mean,
can get 52.
I mean, there's a chance Ohio State gets the 49 on their own.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're basically betting on, but... I mean, then you kind of – Iowa comes in. Maybe they score the first touchdown.
Maybe
they fucking do something.
Yeah, maybe pigs fly.
Maybe. Yeah, let me – hold on.
you know, wait, I got –
This entire year, Iowa scored 7 touchdowns.
Wow.
We're in week 8.
Little fun fact.
They might have a pick 6. Stroud might give them a
Good.
Pick 6.
Sure, maybe.
He's getting a couple this year.
What were you going to say, Bruce?
Little fun fact. Pederass or whatever his name is has one more pass attempt than Stroud. And like
that's hilarious.
800 less yards, and you know
there's
18 less touchdowns.
There's two players on Ohio State who have more touchdowns this year than Iowa's entire team.
My God.
here's a good one. Maybe I don't know. The 12.5 is the line. Syracuse is at Clemson. A year ago, we would have been all over whoever was getting 12.5 against Clemson.
Yeah.
Syracuse, Florida State.
Syracuse likes to run the ball. Clemson normally can stop the run, but they gave up 200 last week to Florida State. I'm tempted to take the dog here. I don't know if I'm going to, but that's a lot of points for for a good.
I don't love Syracuse away from home, dude.
Yeah,
banged up quarterback.
If it was at Syracuse, I'd be fucking in for sure.
Syracuse though is coming off of NC State. Like Clemson's played some games in a row here where they now I guess they had that BC mixed in there with Florida State and NC State before that. Do we trust Clemson's scoring now? I guess we do trust their offense.
It's a sleepy spot.
I trust them.
I love betting on Clemson, but I'm not doing it here. This is a sleepy spot. If it was any team,
I'm out on this one.
If it was any team but Clemson or Michigan, I would be on Syracuse.
Let's take a look.
I literally, as soon as I saw this game, didn't even think to look at anything about it. I saw the number and I was like, nope, not for me.
You guys ever taken Kansas as an 8.5-point dog?
Beans. He's still slinging the pill.
So it's the same line as it was last week. Kansas is 8.5 dogs against Baylor. They were 8.5 last week against Oklahoma. Fucking Blake Shapen might not play.
Hey, fill it up again.
Are we running it back with the Jayhawks?
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm so bitter with Baylor as well. I love Kansas here.
Wait, so Baylor's quarterback might be at?
Yeah, he got banged up he left with that WVU game that we lost with a head injury.
Damn.
That was 10 days ago, so I'm not sure. I'm not positive, but.
If he's going, I'll probably get gross with a Baylor minus 6.5 just to have a noon. Like, lay juice and points. Start
just
my
to
day.
Have a noon.
Just to
have a nooner. speaking of a nooner that I took early in the week. Did I take any other nooners early in the week? We're putting them out there.
I got two more nooners.
You know what I took? I took Clemson and Cuse under 51 is what I did.
Oh, okay.
Cincy -3 I took early in the week. They're at SMU. Cincy's actually throwing the ball more this year than they have in the past. Ben Bryant's their quarterback. It seems like he's going to go. He was banged up a little bit. And as we know, SMU has a tough time stopping the pass. Since he's a top 10 pass defense, we know SMU likes to throw the ball around. I think I'm going to take Cincy -3 here. I haven't bet on any of their games since Arkansas week one.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tony. It was Moneyline -150. It opened, I like. But I would lay 3 with Cincy for sure.
See, like, this is how you know this college slate this week. SMU Cincy, we probably weren't talking about last week. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, Bruce, you got an opinion on SMU Cincy?
No.
Met you? No, okay.
No,
I don't.
No, I didn't know
Indiana
this
Rutgers.
Well, hold
Indiana
on.
Indiana Rutgers, anybody? Indiana Rutgers on the nooner.
Going once.
I'll take the under in that one, probably. With those two offenses, I'll probably take the under in that one. Duke's a 7.5-point dog to Miami.
9.5.
Nine?
Not.
We did this exact same. We did the exact same thing last week. I'm so fucking sick of doing this.
Yeah, I'm gonna start betting against Miami. Just
well, you should
general fade Miami.
Did Virginia Tech come back and cover that game last week?
Yeah.
Miami hasn't covered shit this year.
They literally
it was 20-0 that game.
I know. I know. You texted and said, "All right, maybe wrong side on that one."
blindly betting Virginia Tech.
I love
Duke here.
Here's my notes. Duke runs the ball. Miami has the 12th best rushing defense, so not a great matchup for Duke in that area. Duke has the 13th ranked pass defense in the ACC. I think there might be only 14 teams in the ACC, so their passing defense has struggled. Now, Miami, Tyler Van Dyke, they weren't good throwing the ball earlier in the year. They've gotten a little bit better, but if I gun to my head, I'm not taking Miami.
No, I love Duke, Tony.
Okay.
Keep gassing this thing up. Let's see this.
Mate, you said you're on the Blue Devils this weekend, maybe?
Yeah, I'm going to just in general fade Miami. Just kind of nice trends here. I mean, they haven't covered a single fucking game this year. I don't think it's going to start tonight or this weekend, I guess.
WVU Texas Tech. Anyone got anything on that one?
Oh, that's actually
That's fucking Bruce's five star.
Is it? Yeah, this is probably...
Which side? You're a West Virginia fan, right?
IRL, this is probably going to be my only bet on Saturday. I'm going to smack it like an absolute baby. I feel like I'm missing something here.
Which side are you on?
I'm on JT Daniels and the Mountaineers plus I think it's 6.5 now. I will buy a point.
Daniels. All right. I'll tell you maybe I could give you a guess why
they're going to win outright.
I can give you a guess why the line is what it is.
They're going to win outright. I don't know what's happening here.
Texas Tech throws the ball more than anybody in the country, and West Virginia has the 120th ranked pass defense. So maybe that is why. All right. It is.
West Virginia plus 7.5, and then have two plays West Virginia money line.
Okay. Love it. Plays. Fucking love the confidence.
what is going on? And the public's on Texas Tech. It's just like, all right, sheep to slaughter. Give me the Mountaineers.
You Christ. Love the Mountaineers.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
In that spot. So Texas Tech hasn't won by more than 7.
Bruce is scarred from a Texas Tech bet from like week 2 of the college football. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Because I took them like
is that plus, when you were against Houston?
Something like that. They were plus 7.5. It's like, oh, all right. Let's fucking hang around. Hit this.
Oh,
over.
No. No, you took them at NC State.
Yeah.
That's yeah, what it was. That was yeah.
Sorry, Houston hasn't covered shit either.
The car battery died on that one.
Yeah, it did.
So maybe it'll die again here.
Texas is at Oklahoma State. This is Quinn Ewers versus the Oklahoma State pass defense pretty much. What's the line on this one now? It's 4.5.
It's now 6.5.
Yeah, I much rather would have got it the 4.5. I lean Texas.
Yeah, I'm with you. I didn't like
that's a tough loss.
Like what I thought. At the end of that Oklahoma State game last
plus,
week.
Plus, Spencer Sanders, there's a rumor going around that he has a nagging shoulder injury.
So that rumor started last week, right correct. Before the game that
yes,
he wasn't going to play.
Yes, it did. And now he didn't throw well last week. He ran well. He didn't throw very well. I lean Texas in that one. I think with
yeah, yours, I might lay it, Tony. I liked it at 4.5. Don't love it at 6.5, but I'll probably die with the horns.
Anyone have an opinion on that one back there?
No. It's a guy versus the rules, basically.
I like that.
Quinn Ewers, guy.
The rules tells you Oklahoma State. Quinn
the
Ewers,
rules,
guy.
Oklahoma State.
I respect that.
So I will have a play on that game. I just don't know whether I'm going guy or rules.
You want the rules game? Number 7, Ole Miss is a dog to LSU.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Bruce is the rules. Puts him on LSU.
I'm sick of them, too.
69% of the money on LSU.
Yeah, give me the trap here. Give me Ole Miss.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. They are a top 5 rushing offense, and they have a freshman that's a fucking stud. And then last week and the week before, so to Florida and to Tennessee, LSU's given up over 200 on the ground.
Pretty good programs.
Pretty good programs. So if Ole Miss can keep it going on the ground, I like Ole Miss. And if, as a dog, I mean, I guess.
I think that's fair play. I mean, Lane Kiffin's so much cooler than Brian Kelly that
oh my God.
You can just kind of handicap that
it's
alone.
Not even close. game day, UCLA's at Oregon. I think there might be some rain in the forecast for this one. So if you're handicapping this one, maybe look at it a little bit.
It's going to rain.
UCLA, both these offenses are good. Do you know fucking Bo Nix has ran for 8 touchdowns already this year?
Dude, he's playing well, man. Especially at home, he's been a different animal.
Interesting, Oregon's offense or defense, top 10 against the run, bottom 10 versus the pass. UCLA does like to run the ball, so good matchup for Oregon's defense there. But DTR can throw the ball too. If the rain comes into play, I was looking at just taking the dog plus the six or seven or whatever it might end up being.
Tony, I don't have.
Probably going to take the Ducks. UCLA doesn't win in Oregon. They might cover.
I think it's like 7 in a row they lost at Oregon.
Yeah, and it hasn't been particularly close.
What were you going to say, Mitt?
I was going to ask you what the total was. I don't have it in
probably
front of me.
60. What is the total in this one?
I got you. 69.5.
Wow.
That's a little high.
Yeah, see, that's I would like to take that under right there. If you're going to say rain, I'm... Ah, that's high.
Check the forecast before you make that bet.
It is. It's supposed to rain here for like the next week starting tomorrow. Okay. So it's the same thing.
Okay. Purdue, Wisconsin, anyone? Anyone?
Style makes fights. I'm afraid that Aiden O'Connell. That. So Gump and I, we talked about this the other night.
Wisconsin last in the Big Ten West, favored against Purdue.
Yeah, that's wild.
But so Purdue can run and pass. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin can run. One plus one equals two, greater than
and
one.
Wisconsin, they have a really good running back, but they haven't been like the running team that they have been in the past.
Yeah, I think Aiden O'Connell could be going away.
Purdue has lost to Wisconsin 15 straight times. Not that this matters.
There's so many of those trends.
Not that this matters.
Like Minnesota's beaten Purdue the last 100 years.
I'm not taking Wisconsin this one. I would lean Purdue here.
Yeah,
I'm jumping on Purdue for sure here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm for sure gonna jump on Purdue here. And I mean,
I don't know
Aiden O'Connell is not the greatest guy to have a beer with per se, but I mean. Okay. His friend Charlie Jones is going to probably be in the Blintikoff fucking award. I mean, he's like second in the nation receiving. It's actually wild.
Have a beer with his buddy guy.
Yeah, have a beer with his buddy guy. He's got good friends guy. Yeah. He's got good friends guy.
And I don't know. They've said that he's known friend his kid since friend he was like friend. Fucking 7 years
guys
old.
Guys
have played a fucking with flag a football together.
Guy surrounds himself. Guy surrounds himself with good talent. Yeah. Mississippi State at Bama.
Is that a shot at me?
No.
Jesus. Tossing in some Upper Decky lip pillows and having a beer with the lads.
Mississippi State at Bama. 20.5 was the line earlier this week.
I'm out. I need a break from Bama.
Yeah, here's the matchup in this one. It's Bama's secondary against Will Rogers and Mississippi State. But Mississippi State, they're more of like a possession throwing. They don't throw it down the field as much as say Tennessee and Texas did, which exposed Alabama. And then on the other side, Mississippi State's run defense, 102nd in yards per rush. And we know Alabama can run the ball. So there's your matchups there. But I'm not taking a 20-point spread in this.
Yeah, I'm going to hammer Mississippi State plus 21, but full transparency, that's for the company.
I would say, if we're doing that game,
yeah.
give me the I'll fucking die slow death on that one.
Yeah, just, you know, why not?
If we're going to have to bet that game, I'm betting fucking Bama.
Okay. Minnesota and Penn State. Minnesota, Tanner Morgan might not. I don't know what his injury situation is.
AQ in the building.
I'm never betting Penn State. No, AQ's at Happy Valley. Yeah, so maybe
this is the AQ new Super Bowl.
Now we just watched Michigan run for 400 against this Penn State defense, and that's really only what Minnesota does is run the ball. So
yeah, that guy's a
fair
beast.
Point.
Mo Ibrahim.
Yeah,
he is a beast.
He's a beast.
The guy's
good on Sunday.
Texas A&M, South Carolina. Anything there? Maybe the dog. Nope. South Carolina's dog. Maybe the dog there because Texas A&M can't score. K-State, TCU is an interesting one.
Yeah, I like this one.
I actually haven't handicapped this one yet. In my brain, I want to go K-State.
Yeah, I like TCU money line.
I'm going to have to look at TCU's rushing defense, obviously, because if TCU can get what's his name in third and long, they have no chance.
53%. And 84% of the money
is on
K-State.
Okay.
Wowzers.
And then anyone on Pitt-Louisville? Not the best fucking lineup this week.
I'm probably going to take Louisville money line.
Malik Cunningham is back.
Is Slovis, like, done?
I don't know what the fuck.
That guy was good.
I don't know.
Killed him with
He got hit twice against Tennessee and they took him out.
Sweet Slovis.
Slobodan got absolutely destroyed.
Turns out you can only get ran over by a truck 20 times a year.
Yeah. If he's back, sign me up. Where are you, Slovis?
So not the biggest name.
Slobodan return.
Not the biggest name slate this weekend, but I'll have 15 or so picks for you tomorrow. Or Friday. Coming Friday.
15.
Let me see. What do I have now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I have 14 right now. So once I go through the ringer, it'll probably get down to 8 or 9.
Yeah,
I got a 10 seed nugget.
Okay. Now, someone we can ask about this question and about Puck. What happened to Slobodan Mihosevic?
I'll tell you what.
Oh, that's my job, isn't it?
No.
That thing on?
Still not on, Bruce.
What? Oh, my God.
Bruce, Jesus.
Sorry, everybody.
There it is. We're good.
Bad at my job.
Yeah, you can say that.
Oh, you got a skeleton crew back there. I understand. I'll be honest. I have not watched a Pitt game since...
West Virginia?
No, the
Where the hell is Slobodan,
dude? Oh, yeah, that one.
Slobodan got killed in that game. Slobodan's taking a couple shots and probably needs time for their ribs to heal up or whatever else is ailing them.
How was Puck last night?
5-3. It was good.
Here we go.
It was a winning night.
So tonight, youtube.com/thatshockeytalk. First guest will be AQ, followed by Barry Melrose,
we'll have once we get done with Barry, that's going to be a long one, though. We'll probably talk to Barry Melrose for probably like an hour and a half. Sure. So if you're willing to stay up late, he'll be good. So in order to do that, we've pushed him to the back. We are first going to have Andy Brickley.
Okay.
He's a color commentator for the Boston Bruins. And then we're going to talk to Nino Niederreiter from the fifth overall pick, El Nino.
Okay.
Guy's a stud in the league. He's with Nashville now. Excited to talk to him, a Swiss superstar.
Okay. So five guests tonight?
Yeah. It's fucking jam-packed.
I
don't even know if Gumpy will get a word in.
Fucking job box.
Sorry, Gumps. You kind of.
Thanks for talking, Gumps.
Let's do.
Can we get Pronger on too? Let's make it 6 hours.
We could go marathon 24-hour episode.
That would be awesome.
I heard you say earlier today, Flyers are undefeated and they're almost $4 dogs.
Yeah, so if you remember yesterday, I came on and led off with, I'm taking the Bolts any way you can get them. They can't lose tonight. They need to win. Well, they blew a 2-0 lead, the worst lead in hockey, to the Flyers, who are undefeated. And Philly, you know, the Torts effect is real. Torts gets the most out of guys who you wouldn't normally expect to
excel.
And he's very good at it. He's done it for a long time. That's why he's still in the league. Remember last year, he was on TV. You know, he's talking about the game.
He was on TV.
He's a hell of a coach. The Flyers pulled him in. He's the perfect fit for that city, for that town, for that organization. And he's doing it so far. Will they cool off? Yes, eventually. Will it be tonight? I don't know. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it, Gump. What do you think? I think they're. I'm staying away because you know, like the line is so big.
You can see it physically pain.
I'm staying away.
Nothing to do with this game.
Nothing to do with it. Florida, huge favorites. What is it? -375. Still down to -365. Great, thanks. Thanks for nothing, dude. It's in Florida. Philly's making that trip around Florida. So
the panhandle.
Yeah, they're down in Sunshine now or Sunrise, whatever it is. Don't know. Don't care, to be honest.
Jets are in Colorado. Two big favorites there.
Here we go.
What?
The fucking Avs 60-minute line.
Yep, that's what I got too. Now, this does worry me a little bit because Gumpy's old head coach, Rick Bones, is up there with the Jets now. And they play a little more conservative.
Yeah, they'll trap you.
Yeah, and we've seen since he's been gone from the Stars, they've let the reins off. The Boers let the Bulls play, and they're fucking flying. They're scoring goals left and right.
Best team in the fucking league, dude.
So the Jets might put up a good fight.
Feels like 99.
Does feel like 99, doesn't it?
Maybe you guys will cheat this time. Get your foot out of the crease, Halsey.
Oh, get the fuck up.
But I'm with Gumps on the 60-minute line, -146. Give us some better odds there for the Avs, who are an absolute wagon once again.
Hell, not a huge slate tonight.
No, quick, easy.
No, Blues. Short for a slate.
Blues!
Yeah, this is St. Louis Blues all day.
Blues are going to the Kraken.
The first thing Bruce said to me this morning when I got in is,
Brucey Blues!
First thing Bruce said to me when I got in, Seattle Kraken, they're not very good. I'm like, yeah, Bruce, they're not a real hockey team yet. Like, no one acknowledges them really as being a real NHL team yet. He's like, why aren't we fading them? I'm like, if you're not paying attention, Bruce, we do. We bet against the Kraken almost every single time.
Come on, we're always against Kraken.
Give me the Blues.
Brucey Blues.
This is only the Blues' second game of the season.
Are your jeans on?
My jeans are on.
Fucking Brucey Blues.
The NHL
blue jeans on the Blues.
Blue jeans, blue truck, Blues.
Blues, Blues.
It is a bit of a joke, but Blues are playing the second game of the season. This will be their first road game of the season. We're going with the Blues.
How does that even work schedule-wise, where the Kraken have played four games and the Blues have only played one?
Well, half the league went to fucking overseas. For
only two teams.
And we didn't know. We didn't know about
it.
Only two teams. But we
just didn't know that they were over there playing games.
So you got to get these the Pacific trip. So like the Pacific Canadian trip. So you'll go up, like you'll hit Seattle, you'll hit Vancouver, then do Edmonton and Calgary. They try and work that in for teams. Sometimes a lot of teams get that in early. Sometimes they get it in later in the season. And then the Florida trip's another one since it's so far from everywhere else. Those are the two. So you're seeing a lot of teams try and get those in. They're trying to jam those in at the beginning of the season.
Okay.
That's all I got for you.
That's good. Hey, that's all we need tonight.
I got Abs 60-minute line, and Gumpy's with me. And
I've noticed
sounds like we're team riding the Blues.
I've noticed now, not tonight, but the first few days there has been a couple fucking toss-up lines. I'm just saying, did he make the fucking trip to this office or
who?
Coin.
Oh, there haven't really been. There was one I was gonna do. I had one for sure on Monday, and it was going to be. It was a banger of a game. It was Coovers and Caps, and it ended up being like 7-6 or 7-5 or something. Coovers blew like four leads. That was my pick, and then I was potentially gonna do one yesterday.
Coin just but didn't I ended up
like there was no.
This fucking
there was
guy.
No decent line.
Not putting his fucking work boots on, pal.
Live bet the Coovers any or live bet whoever the Coovers are playing.
Anytime they go up. Hey, thank you, Nick.
Thanks, boys. Good luck.
NFL injury news before we get to NBA.
Oh, Muth practicing.
Muth practicing. Guess who else was full practice today? Why? Kenny Pickett was full practice
today. I can't play, dude.
Fucking concussion bowl.
Gump's nervous. He's sweating already.
Sign up for the concussion bowl Sunday night. Can't wait.
Dude, we're wearing our fucking throwback 72 fucking undefeated season.
Cool.
Dead.
Rodgers did not practice with his thumb. He didn't sound like he was too worried about that. For tomorrow night, I'm getting ahead of this now. I'm not making a pick.
Sad.
Maybe an under. I don't know. Michael Thomas is out. Jarvis Landry's out.
Wait,
Lattimore.
You're not playing tomorrow? What the fuck?
I thought you were fucking marching through New Orleans yesterday.
What is it?
I didn't realize their entire team was out. What do I do for a living?
Tony March is on.
What do I do for a living? I give out fucking winners, okay?
I got one. It's the Cardinals.
No.
Hop on the cards, dude.
I don't just throw the cards at the wall and hope that they'll get better this week because fucking D-Hop's back.
I couldn't hold my water. I already threw in a little same game parlay.
I hope it loses.
Hopkins touchdown, Hopkins 60 plus, Cardinals minus 2.5. Tony, keep hating. I'll keep winning back.
He's
here,
not even
all right,
playing.
Pal?
I heard he's not even playing.
So a little hat.
I heard D Hop's not even playing.
But
yeah.
So back to my original point: the Saints' entire fucking roster's out.
Yeah.
And I don't trust the Cardinals, so under maybe.
Love the Cardinals, 5-star.
PJ Walker will get started again this week, even though I believe Darnold's off the IR. Melvin Gordon is going to get the start against the Jets.
They got the start last game too, dude. Like,
yeah, he's getting the first snap.
Yeah, don't mean a damn thing.
Oh, Sammy Watkins is off of IR, so that's good.
Sammy might be the straw that stirs the drink. They were good till he went down.
Don't say that.
Yeah, he's not.
It's true.
He wasn't practicing, though. Did you see that? He was, like, off the IR, not practicing.
Oh, yeah. They have to take him
all
off.
All was well in Green Bay before Sammy went down.
They have to take him off the IR because they've been on for 4 weeks or whatever, and if you don't take him off, then they have to be on for the rest of the season.
Is that how that – I thought that was the pup list. Is that how the new IR works?
I believe the IR works that way as well.
Then what the fuck's the point
Sammy
of the pup list?
Don't say all is well, dude. He played 2 weeks. They lost to the Vikings. They beat the Bears. All right.
He only played two?
Yeah.
He balled out against the Bears, though.
Yeah, 3 for 93.
That's Sammy.
That is Sammy.
Go on, Sammy.
Any other injury news? Dak will practice today. He'll be starting.
Fucking Spurs are down to United. What's going on, boys?
Jiminy
you got footy for tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm getting killed today, but... tomorrow, I just have Aston Villa draw no bet at Fulham. Bit of a flyer there. Villa's hasn't looked great, but Stevie G will fix that.
Okay.
And I like Leicester draw no bet at home against Leeds.
Okay. NBA tonight. Backyard Boys, you
slate.
Are you guys doing anything for the huge NBA slate?
Yeah, tonight? I mean, there's 14 games. I think I picked 10 of them.
So. 10?
Just rattle them off, bro.
Yeah, who do you like?
All right. I love the Wizards going into Indiana tonight. Smart. Classic fade the Pacers. Good money line on that, -125.
Okay.
We got Cleveland going to Toronto. Okay. I like Cleveland. Donovan Mitchell, good addition.
Excited to see that.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Donovan Mitchell ball out this year. We got Miami -6.5. Chicago's going into Miami. Lonzo Ball's not playing to start the season.
Doesn't sound like he's going to play a lot this year.
No, he won't play at all this year, it seems like. He has some weird injury that they're not really disclosing. Correct.
He couldn't even walk or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to end up being like his back or some shit, and it's going to drag out the whole fucking year.
Okay.
And so I'm baiting Chicago. We got Brooklyn -3. Everybody and their mom is on the Pelicans tonight. I don't know why people love the Pelicans right now.
Zion's back.
Is that really the main? Is that their main fucking thing?
Apparently, the Pelicans actually played pretty well.
Pelicans, wow. Zion, CJ, Ingram, they got a pretty good squad.
Yeah, that's probably the most exciting watch of the night for sure.
Yeah, I love Brooklyn. I think that the Nets are gonna fucking ball out. I think Ben Simmons is gonna be a fucking great addition to that team. So let's go Brooklyn -3. Sorry, Bruce, but I am taking the Memphis Grizzlies -5.5. I think the Knicks stunk last year.
Got him.
Four now.
This year. Oh, here we go. I even love it even more. And then I'm finishing it off with Charlotte going to San Antonio. This one I am not as confident about, but we're going to throw it just because I love LaMelo Ball, and I'm going to end up watching it.
Okay. Blue Jean, baby.
I got a lot too. Not a lot of overlap though, so we got this slate well covered here.
Okay.
My favorite play is actually the first game to tip tonight: the Detroit Pistons at home with the Magic.
Are you on the Pistons again this year?
Yeah, I'm on the Pistons definitely, at least against the Magic to start the year.
They covered 20 straight to end the year last year.
Yeah, to bet on the Magic to win this game, you basically have to assume that Paolo Banchero will drop 25 in his first start. Not just be good, be like
I hear you.
Transcendental tonight. So I'm playing the Pistons money line. And then I also have a same game parlay. Cade Cunningham, 20+. Jaden Ivey, 10+. Cade, 1 made 3. And the Pistons, +4.5. How's that one lose? We'll find out, I guess.
We will.
The Knicks, Mitt, you touched on it. Tall task to open the year at the fighting Ja Morants. It opened at 7.5. Now it's 4. Not a ton of value on the Knicks. So how I'm playing it is Knicks +10.5. Randall 15+. RJ Barrett 15+. Jalen Brunson 15+. Jalen Brunson, basically the Knicks this year will go as far as that addition kind of elevates them.
No pressure, lad.
All right, so the Nuggets,
what just happened?
The Nuggets are at the Jazz. The Jazz obviously kind of full sell-off rebuild mode.
Yeah.
But home dogs on opening week of the NBA are tricky. So
I'm not taking the Nuggets here.
No, I'm not taking the Jazz. I'm taking the Nuggets money line, Joker 25+, and Porter Jr. 10+. And then the late John, I only got one more here. The Suns have the Mavericks at home. I'm taking the Suns money line. Booker 20+, Chris Paul 10+, 8 and 15+. Revenge spot from last year, losing Game 7 to the Mavericks, and I think losing Jalen.
How many points are the Mavs getting?
I think they're getting 4.5. I'm on the money line though, Phoenix Suns.
Interesting.
With the same game parlay.
I'm doing it. I know nothing yet about the NBA season. Moneyline parlay here.
Nice.
Pistons, Wizards, Cavs. It's +600.
Yeah, the Cavs will be super interesting with Spida.
Yeah, we'll see. We will see. All right. Good show.
Good stuff.
So yesterday we did NFL preview. Today we did college football preview. Tomorrow we have Thursday night football, as well as the continued NBA, NHL, MLB playoffs. And then we're on the picks Friday, Paul.
Here we go.
Doesn't get much better than this. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Da.